What's up, Dashley fam? How the heck are you doing?
I'm looking for a huge project.
What do you mean?
Like, I just sit in my house and look out my window every morning and think, what could I do today that would last like a week or 2 weeks? And then maybe the coronavirus would be over? Like, a patio? We could make a patio.
Let's do it! I freaking love you! Where would we put another patio?
Well, we need stuff to our back gate.
Connecting our driveway to our gate.
Yeah.
There's just a few little stones in the wood chips and it just doesn't work.
And then in between our two driveways, how there's like a little garden bed in between.
Our neighbor made one and it looks so good.
Yeah.
We just got some stones from Home Depot and then some like...
There's more to it than that.
It's some sand that you spray with water and it expands and hardens and
sets. Yeah, but you have to like level it.
Well, yeah. We did that out front with those steps.
Did we though?
With the sand and the gravel.
It was...
I asked him all the steps and he did the same thing that we did out front.
It's just harder. It's not what it seems.
Why?
What movie is that from?
Probably Harry Potter. It's not what it seems. Oh, it's not what it seems. Oh, Frozen 2.
No. It might be from that too, but that's not
Grandpappy.
That's not the one I'm quoting.
The past is not what it seems.
It's not what it seems. It's not. It's from a movie. Oh, I'm going to think about this whole podcast.
It's probably Harry Potter.
No, it's like in a movie, it's a cartoon, and the dying words of this person is, it's not what it seems. It's not what it seems. And the person is like, it's not what it seems. Oh, Swan Princess. The Swan Princess.
Never seen it.
Okay. The Swan Princess's dad, before she's a swan,
okay,
gets hurt by Rasputin or... No, that's Anastasia. Gets hurt by the bad guy, okay? And when Prince Derek comes up and finds the dying dad and his girlfriend's gone, the dad says, it's not what it seems. The great animal. It's not what it seems. And that's like an ongoing theme throughout the whole movie. And at the very end, when he finally discovers that she's the swan
no.
that he's trying to kill.
No.
Because he thinks the swan is the great animal because you would think the great animal would be an evil one, but it's a swan. Anyways, the whole movie goes by. And then finally at the end, he sees her turn back into a girl under the moonlight. And he goes, it's not what it seems. Huh. There it is. Okay, read your article, friend.
All right. Pups on pizza boxes. How one New York pizzeria is encouraging customers to adopt shelter animals. Would Isn't you look at this, Ash?
A lot of people are adopting shelter pets right now.
It's a beautiful thing.
Just because
one pizzeria in New York, they put little flyers of like a picture of the pet eating a piece of pizza. Because obviously the people love pizza. So got a little marketing ploy going on there. Save the name of the pet. I live near you. I want to live with you. And how you can go learn more about this dog. And they're putting these flyers taped onto pizza boxes that people order. And they say that 10 pets have been adopted from this little pizzeria in New York.
It's just promoting
the puppies. How about that?
Oh, it's the cutest.
Oh, here's a picture of somebody that adopted a little dog.
Oh, let's get another one.
From their pizza. Let's not.
Okay.
When we have land.
I don't think Luna would like another friend.
I don't either.
Luna
they're already
Dash,
in this,
but some
this like what's the word called?
Luna approves of Dash
struggle
during certain hours of the day.
Well, it's definitely not in morning and definitely not at night.
If Dash sleeps in our closet, like the door's open and his kennel door we just leave open. Now he just goes in there to sleep. But if he comes out at any point of the night, because Luna sleeps at the foot of our bed, Luna just growls at him like a rabid animal. She's like, not yet. She essentially treats him how the evil parent inside of us wants to treat our kids when they wake up at night. She's just like, and then he just turns around and walks back in.
Go back to bed.
And then she just goes back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She does it for us. She knows that we need a nice 8 hours and that we shouldn't be interrupted.
It's only for us.
She guards our rest.
At least that's what we tell ourselves. When in reality, she just doesn't want to share the space on the bed
or
with any other dog.
She might actually be a rabid animal.
And by the way, we don't growl at our kids in the night.
No,
very lovingly, just so anybody listening.
No, but like when you wake up and you're like, gah.
Right.
And then you go and, you know, act angelically towards your children.
Uh-huh. You just got to get it out to each other first.
Luna actually does it.
Luna just growls at him. Yeah. How the heck are you doing, Ash?
I'm doing great. Like I said, I'm just looking for a project. I have the itch. I see my neighbors out doing... I don't know.
Our yard is looking good.
It is.
We're patching all the holes that Dash has burned in there with his puppy urine.
Yeah, puppy urine is worse than normal dog urine. It just kills things on sight.
Yeah.
I look out at our neighbors and they all seem to know what they're doing with their yard. Like, they know.
I have a vision.
Like, the other day we saw our neighbor turned on a sprinkler and we were like, oh, Tom turned a sprinkler on.
Oh, that's something new. We turned on our sprinklers and learned how that all works.
It was a mess.
The little pressure valves were still open. So we turned on the water and water
down
just
blew
this,
out my daffodil this patch.
Water works sprayed all over our front. We asked our neighbor and who has been a homeowner longer than a year because we haven't been.
Well, he's like,
and he knows things
they're
about
like an
sprinklers.
Older couple. And he made, like, a patio.
Oh, tighten those knobs there. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just twist them. And so that you just close the pressure valves. Who would have thought? And then the water can flow to the pipes.
And then it works.
And then they work.
We don't know if our house is filling with water in the walls.
Maybe.
We don't know. But the sprinkler's turned on.
Yeah. Well, there's one sprinkler that doesn't work.
Right. But they're going to fix it.
Anyways, if this isn't a riveting podcast so far, I don't know what is.
Anyways, I just look at them and they seem to just know what they're doing. And I want to know where they learned that because I didn't learn that.
They learned it just how we're learning it. Step by step, baby. So if you guys have any rudimentary questions about turning your sprinklers back on,
we're just
feel
like,
free to email us. If you have any questions about fixing a sprinkler, don't email us because
we're just
still learning that.
We're like the youngest people on our street. They're all kind of like they have older kids. And I just feel this pressure to have a lawn as nice as theirs so that they don't look over and they're like, oh, those kids really messed up their yard this year. Like, remember when we were idiots like them?
Making our street look bad.
I know. I just don't want to be like the blight on the street.
Yeah. Well, we've already done it with our patchy yard and all the kids and dog toys out front. It's already happened. They're already thinking it.
Yeah. I just struggle. I struggle to maintain the appearance of order. And
I don't like the
like
keeping
I walk
up with
by
the Joneses
some yards
attitude.
And they just are so pristine.
Yeah.
And I don't know how
not
to
that
do
I think our neighbors are only keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh,
I just
I
think
don't.
They're classy people.
They're just classy.
We're trying to keep up
Dallin
with them.
And I are trying to grow up into classy people.
Trying to be classy.
I think that one of my issues is that I just plant every plant that I see. And you just can't do that if you want to look really classy. You have to have some sort of pattern.
I think your plants look great, Ash. Oh. Let's move on to a segment, shall we?
Okay.
This one is called, how the heck do you pronounce that word?
This has been a very popular segment, both with us in that we enjoy doing it and with people.
Yeah. First one is...
Okay. Dallin. So last time I was kind of the chief word sayer.
Mm-hmm.
This time Dallin's going to lead this one.
How do you say Mississippi? Do you say it like somebody who isn't from the South, Mississippi? Or do you say it like somebody from the South?
How do you think someone from the South says it?
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Did they really say it that way?
Uh-huh. I'm from Mississippi.
I don't know. I grew up in Georgia, and most people just said Mississippi.
I guess maybe people that live closer to the area.
Tell
I got
more.
This from Joseph, my okay. friend who served down there. He said everybody there calls it Mississippi. You don't go Mississippi.
Okay. He's probably right.
Mississippi.
I don't know. I'm not from...
Texarkana. That was his area. Texas, Arkansas, and...
I'm not from Mississippi. Mississippi. I don't say Mississippi.
Alabama. Well, then you're not really from the South. I'll just declare it as a Utah.
Okay. You okay? know. You Yankees know
How about
everything.
Cran?
Oh, like crayon?
Do you say cran or crayon?
I just say cran.
Me too.
Some people do say crayon. Crayon.
Is that like a Northeastern thing?
I don't know. I think it's just a dying out thing. I think most people don't say crayon.
All right. Crayon. The next on this list is Chihuahua. I don't know unless this is American
is like
versus
Chihuahua?
How Hispanic people pronounce it because they pronounce it Chihuahua. Chihuahua. You know?
No, I don't.
Chihuahua.
I don't know.
Chi.
Because
I is only E in Spanish, but people from America would just be like Chihuahua.
That's how I say
totally
it.
White person. Okay. Aunt or aunt?
Oh, I say aunt.
I say aunt too. Auntie.
Classy people aunt. Say aunt or auntie.
My aunt.
Or
that just seems like you have an accent if you say aunt. You but just, some people just call them aunt.
It's just classy.
How about broom?
Rich people say aunt.
You richy rich. Broom? I've only heard broom. I don't know why that's on this list.
Broom.
Broom?
Brum?
Broom.
Broom.
Pusher.
Broom.
I think in Ohio, the previous generation called it pusher. Or that's the vacuum. Cauliflower's on this list.
Calla or calla?
Calla.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
I say cauliflower.
Or is it cauliflower?
As in, throw that cauliflower away. No one likes to eat it.
As in, stop trying to make other foods out of this food.
This reminds me when I used to do spelling in kindergarten, I would do the funniest sentences.
What?
I don't know, like dog, as in, like, and I would just say silly things.
P as in pneumonia.
That right. Dog is sitting in my toilet. Anything to have to do with a toilet, the kindergarten kids liked.
Yeah, you can keep them laughing for days.
Cat. That right. Cat is sitting on the dog who's sitting in the toilet. Cat. Everyone spell cat.
Cats don't sit on dogs on toilets.
Toilets.
Okay, is it either or either?
I say...
either.
I think I say either.
Either.
But
either,
I like, either. When I write, I say either. Either. Like in my mind, either, I say either.
Either. I say, I don't do that either. I don't say I don't do that either. But when I say either one or the other, maybe I say either then. But I don't say, I don't do either.
Tell me more.
I've never thought about this before,
sometimes,
but I think that's
Dallin
true.
And I are just I so amazed both. That people listen to this podcast.
This is quality content. Okay?
Okay.
Next one. Do you say it horrible or do you say it horrible? Just kidding. I don't know what the other way to pronounce it is.
Horrible or horrible?
Horrible or horrible. Horrible.
Horrible. I say like horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
Neither or neither. It's like either or either.
I just never say that word.
I say neither unless it's neither can live while the other survives. Then I will say neither. Pajamas or pajamas?
Oh, I hate pajamas.
I hate pajamas too.
Like, it's just always, stop saying it that way, you weirdo.
Pajamas. Jammies. How about root or rout?
Ooh, I have one. My grandpa says drouth.
Drouth?
Instead of drought.
That's just him joking around.
No, my grandma
Why
says
would anybody
it too.
Say drouth?
That's just how they pronounce
There's
it.
There's no TH.
Maybe it's a Montana thing. If you're from Montana, do other people say drouth?
I don't know, but I'm canceling the podcast if people pronounce it drouth.
Hey, you're talking about my grandparents.
Stay tuned for more Big Little Life with the Dashleys.
So today for us is the day before Easter. And usually on today, we would go do like baby animal days at a farm and go to the tulip festival and do an Easter egg hunt. But today we couldn't do any of those things. So one of the parents, I won't say who, woke up early, hid the eggs, made a treasure map to the eggs, and then also served a tea party for Easter. Who was that parent, Dallin?
Do I need to say all the things that I did instead of that to make me sound like a hard worker here?
No, everyone thinks you're a hard worker. I'm just really just digging.
Well,
for
Ashley was doing this.
Tell me how great I am.
You are great. Thank you so much.
Actually,
even though I was doing what normally is done in the mornings around here, you went above and beyond to do that, and it was awesome. And it made a wonderful vlog and a great morning for our children, and it was awesome, all because of you, so thank you.
You have to watch this vlog and go see the map that I drew.
And comment and say how great Ashley is.
Comment and tell me how great I am. Or how great the Easter Bunny is. The Easter Bunny and I really worked hand in hand on this project to bring Easter to our home.
And Jesus.
And Jesus. Dallin's really good at the Jesus part. Every time I'd be talking about the Easter Bunny, Dallin would be like, these eggs represent the gift of Jesus. And it was really good.
Bringing forth new life.
I know. What did you say to one of your ones? The fruit.
Just as these eggs bring
forth the
fruit.
The kids
and
I were just like being like, oh, look at all this candy. And then Dallin from behind says,
as sweet as this candy is, eternal life is sweeter, made possible by Jesus.
And it was great to say.
Yeah. Just trying to tie it all together.
George and James were just like, what?
You can never start too early.
We never
I just want them to, I just want them to know.
I do too.
Do you?
Yes,
do you?
I have cutouts, okay? I have empty tomb cutouts. Then we're going to do a felt
That's
thing.
Right. We're still going to film that later today.
The spiritual part. I just wanted to do the fun part first because I remember as a kid, sometimes we did the spiritual part first and I was always like, oh, when is this going to be over so I can just get my eggs? I wanted to do the fun part first so no one's thinking that during the spiritual part.
And then they correlate the fun to Jesus.
Because
like EFY.
Because of your little one-liners.
Just sneak the subliminal messages.
Another
in
one
there.
Was like, this candy is a beautiful, is a bountiful fruit. Or what did you say?
I said, just as these eggs bring forth fruit, so shall you bring forth fruit.
So does Jesus. Uh-huh. It
Something
was great.
Like that. Just like waxing.
That one I
waxing
did.
Scriptural.
I laughed at that one because it seemed like a stretch.
It was a little bit forced.
Because eggs don't make fruit.
Hey. Yeah. Well.
The fruit of these eggs is sweet. Like the gospel. Oh, it was like the gospel. You ended it with like the gospel. Tell me, Dallin, have you purchased a razor yet? Is it called a razor?
It's a Polaris razor. RZR.
What is the difference between a razor and a 4x4? Or
what
side by side?
It
Some
is
people
a side
call
by
them side by sides.
They're side-by-sides.
What is side-by-side in a side-by-side?
Side-by-sides are where you're sitting next to each other. Instead of like a four-wheeler, it's front to back. You know, the back person's hugging the front person.
And what's a quad?
A quad is there's four seats. It's a side-by-side in front of a side-by-side on one set of wheels or something. There's either
Two
a side-by-side.
Sets.
There's
like a unicycle.
No, it's a side by
four seats.
Side
on
by side
two
is
wheels.
Like two because like so. There's side by sides with you know two seats, or there's a four seater side by side.
And that's
where
a quad.
It's a two rows of two.
Are there different brands of side by sides? Like why don't we just call them all razors?
Yeah, there's Polaris makes the razor. There's Can-Am makes or I. Yamaha makes the Can-Am or Can-Am makes the Maverick or something. I don't know. I've only been researching razors. Ask me about razors.
Have you bought one yet?
No.
What's stopping you?
You?
No, I'm not.
No, it's not you. It's wanting to be a responsible.
It's you making responsible. It sounds like me.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're holding me accountable to my responsibility to not spend frivolously. So I don't blame you. I thank you begrudgingly. That's different than blaming, right?
No, it's not.
No?
Not at all. This is the thing, guys. We just want to tell you stuff and have great stories for you and just tickle your fancies with podcasting pleasures. But we just do nothing.
It's just freaking coronavirus. We've literally been doing the same thing for 2 weeks
in our
house.
You should go listen to our other
podcast. Try to vlog in this condition.
We just did a podcast and we saw a mouse in the window while we were podcasting. And we pulled out our vlogging camera.
We're like, something's happening.
We're like, stop everything. Get the camera. There's a mouse in the window. For the record, I saved it. And I released it into the wild.
Go see the vlog. Go watch it.
It may have promptly ran back to our house.
Maybe.
It was in that direction.
Have we checked the window well? Maybe it's back in there.
I check daily because I don't want him to die like the other one died.
Yeah, there's a dead mouse in our window well. Sad.
And he only died because we didn't know. He fell into the snow.
And we didn't see him until the snow had melted.
Had I seen him, I would have been on top.
Ashley has a very tender heart towards all animals. And every time the conversation steers this way, I promptly steer it away because I'm afraid she's going to start crying with her memories of sad experiences with animals. And I just brought it up.
Like the deer.
Stop.
The bird.
No. Moving on. New segment.
This
what
world
are
does
our
not
kids thinking today?
Humans on it.
Highs, lows. Ash.
Hi. My high. Whew, the sun is out. We did Easter today. We did Easter on Saturday. Because usually people celebrate things on Saturday. Like Sunday's kind of like the spiritual day, I think. And the Easter egg hunts happen on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that.
Yeah.
That was a good high. my day is just like this. It's just so blah. Like I wake up and I'm like, what could I do today big? And I come up with, I could make a casserole. Or we could color pictures for an hour. That could be something big that we do. It's just like weird.
No, coronavirus just is just putting a damper on the whole world's spirits, I think.
My gut reaction is just to be like, screw this quarantine.
I'm just so hopeful that
like
where it started, it's going way down. And now New York is having less than more hospital submissions, entrances, admissions.
But that's just because no one's going out or doing anything. Like, when does this end?
Here's my fear is that once it goes back to normal, the few people that still have coronavirus just start infecting everybody again.
But it's never gonna
go... I'm afraid. I think it's just going to, I don't know, maybe I haven't studied enough, but I think it's going to turn into the flu and it just comes back every year and it's kind of inevitable that everybody gets it.
Like, it's here forever now. So we don't watch the news because it's so depressing. I just don't know what the game plan is. Like, do we just quarantine?
Like, do we think it's going to literally go away?
I think we're just quarantining so that we don't overpack the hospitals, right?
Right. I think that's the main thing.
And they're just hoping.
But hospitals, I'm guessing, from my very limited knowledge, from now on, are always going to have coronavirus patients now.
Well, no, what's going to happen is eventually most people will get it when they're young. So, like, it's going to become a new thing, like how your kid gets sick so many times with all these little bugs. It's going to kind of become like that, where everyone kind of just gets it when they're a kid.
You mean the one-time thing, like chicken pox?
No, like, it's just like the flu. Like, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I have no real knowledge about coronavirus. I just know, like, what people say who I talk to. And some people say to me, it'll just kind of be like a thing that everyone gets in their life, usually when they're young. And a lot of times it'll just seem like a normal little cold because you're not getting it when you're 60 or older. You're getting it when you're young.
Hmm.
But I'm sure for some people it'll be really bad. Like, I know people who have been life flighted because of the flu. But it's just so bad right now. And again, this is just what I hear. It's not probably real information that you should write down because no one's had it. And all of these older people or people with diabetes or compromised immune systems or who just had surgery or like whatever, they have no immunity to it. And it's hitting them at the worst time for them in their life.
Which is a big deal.
No, like generations of people who have never had it and who are older or going through like a health crisis, they get it and it just like knocks them out.
Yeah. I'm just glad to know that where it was at once a hot spot in New York, that it's the curve is flattening, as they say. So I'm hoping that it like within a few weeks, all is back to normal. I know that like if Disney is any indicator, they used to have like park dates in April and they were all gone, and like park dates with a calendar of scheduled events in May. And now May's scheduled events are all gone off their calendar. So like Disney doesn't think they're going to be open until June. Does that suck? That's so sad. But also we bought our season passes in December. And now since they're not going to be open for 3 months, our season pass will be pushed forward 3 months. So that means for the same season pass, we get to go during the least busy time for 2 years in a row. Nice. Counting on next year, coronavirus not having the parks still be closed.
Well, that's like my question. I just sit around and try and think like you can't just magically disappear corona from the earth.
It's right.
Like as soon as we're not quarantined.
So are we just keeping the hospitals like functioning for like as it's introduced into the world? And then hopefully
I feel like we should have an expert here giving us answers.
Dr. Fauci is like, no. Listen. Yeah. Please enlighten us, anybody listening who has more information, or if we're totally off base or if we're onto something.
Once quarantine is over and everyone's just out, is it just going to happen again? And
I feel like
we're going to get re-quarantined.
Right. I think the main reason is just to keep hospitals like from being way too overcrowded as it's introduced into the world. And from now on, it's probably just going to always be a thing, but it'll be more, it won't be such a huge rush like Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride.
We've never been
on
that.
It's so packed. Oh, okay, and we couldn't get on it because so many people want to get on it all at once. But then eventually it'll have an hour-long wait time like all the other good rides. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that as the hospital, where so many people need to go to the hospital at once at the beginning, but hopefully it'll be stabilized and just work into the system
that hospitals are all prepared for. Answers, and they were like, this will be done in July.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm just worried, like, how long can these businesses survive that are closed? Like they're that's still paying. That's what's so sad.
Like all of a sudden, 6 million Americans are out of work, or 6 million are like more like new people are reporting, like not having a job.
Like I just can't. I don't understand how it's just gonna all. I don't think it's like people are saying, oh, it'll just snap back like a rubber band, and then other people are saying it for sure won't snap back like a rubber band. It's just gonna be a crap hole for like a couple years. And I just think it sucks so bad. I hate freaking Corona.
It sucks really bad. And I'm just wondering, like, it's weird. This is the first time so many people have experienced something like this. It's nuts. So we're in this right along with you guys. And I guess Ash and I haven't really talked about it this much to each other. That's why it's coming out here on the podcast. But
well, it's just something that's just on hopeful. Everyone's mind. Yeah. And we can't talk about it on our vlog. Because YouTube and Facebook, they kind of, it's a fine line where you could very easily be deemed as like inciting panic.
And or like fake news.
Or fake news. Yeah. Like I don't want to like, because obviously I am not an expert. So on the vlog, we don't want to say things that might cause panic or cause irrational calm even, you know, like.
Because we're not experts.
Right. So I guess we're talking about it here because it's a less regulated
platform. Grass is green in podcast land.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure it's what everyone's thinking about. I don't know what to do with our life.
I'll do my highs and lows. How about that?
Okay.
My high is just seeing the smiles on my kids' faces and that they're playing more together. George is like talking like an adult lately.
Yeah, it's like we live with he's like sassy human
now. He's like, he was in the backyard and he's like, Dad, can you help me spray my feet off? Like just very clearly said that he wanted help getting the grass bits off of his feet because he had just walked through wet grass after I mowed it. And just like, why, yes, my little boy.
Flooded our house by spraying the jet sprayer through our window,
through the open window.
Right. Yeah.
Angel. Sweet little boy. And James is just the happiest little girl that ever lived. She's so sweet.
Except when she's not.
Mixed with, she's like a Sour Patch Kid. Every once in a while, she'll be like, blood-curdling scream, no, I do not want to do that. But then she'll just laugh and be like, I love you, Dad.
She'll like look at you with eyes of fire and be like, don't touch me. Yeah. You're like, okay, I won't.
Like, whoa, daughter.
Don't want to, yeah.
A low would probably be all the uncertainty around coronavirus, like we just talked about. Sucks. All right. Thanks for commiserating with us for a little bit, you guys. Hope you're doing well. Hope you are staying safe and hope that this all passes soon.
Yeah. I don't think it will, though. So.
Poor Ash. Sorry.
I'm fine. Like, I'm obviously healthy and fine and in a house and we're still working. It's just so weird not knowing anything.
It is weird. It sucks.
It's not necessarily like hard for us. Like Utah isn't a hard hit place or scary. Like I guess it is scary because you just don't know what will happen. It's just weird to like live in limbo.
You hear so many different things. Like you hear one congressman saying FDA can't do all their checks that they need to do on food processing plants, so like there's might be a shortage of food. And other people are saying like food is an essential business that would never happen. And so I don't know what to believe. I'm not out there knowing if the FDA is like checking thing. It's just there's so many unknowns in this unprecedented time. It just sucks.
Yeah,
you know, but we have food storage for a bit, which is nice, and just like praying and hoping for the best.
Right, like I don't feel scared. I just don't know if I'm stupid for not being scared.
Nobody knows. That's what's so hard about it.
Yeah, anyways, that's your daily dose of the Dashleys.
There we go. Just a dose of realness here, you guys. We love you, and we always mean that when we say that. Thank you so much for being part of the Dashley fam, and we wish you all the best, and praying and hoping that things get better soon for everybody. Hang in there. Have a good rest of your day wherever you're at, and we'll see you soon.